Society is at a dysfunction. You may say it is functioning as dysfunction, but such only tells us that we have succumbed to the unnatural, a world of illusion, a reality that isn't reality. We convince ourselves of truths in this reality, but since we remain in the illusion, so what truths we have are also illusions. Problems are abundant because life itself has been altered from its natural state. But if all has a natural nature, and all is nature, then the solutions are equally abundant, and it's merely a matter of our choice for what we as humans embrace in this life. We will eat what has never existed before. We will create governments which has never existed before. Religions, jobs, money. And whilst this innovation may seem great, it is merely the creation of illusion. And the greatest problem is not being aware of that illusion, and so it becomes our unconscious reality. Knowledge is power because it is in our power to know. Morality is empathy because it is in our power to have these things. All things in our ability is not to be disregarded or ignored. It is to be embraced and therefore understood. Such would account that there is a time and place for self-defense and pacifism both, for example. Objective and subjective morality, veganism and carnism, but the answer isn't one of these alone. It's a combination of all these in their dissected time and place. This is why controversy arises in the general, the misconceived, the titles, and egos. What is needed of knowledge as it is to embrace is accountability and education. These are one and the same, and to also be one and the same with embrace itself, for this is what makes sense, common sense, or life, lifestyle. The goal is to have the natural come natural. Achieving such a goal is the matter of practice. Practice doesn't make perfect, it makes optimal. It makes the sustainable. Therefore, when we come across anything in this life, we ought to merely ask ourselves one question. How long has this existed? If someone wants to impose a condition on you, ask yourself, how long has this existed? With yourself in the picture, take for account how long you have existed, and that would then include what you were born with from the start. This is why we say we are created with the same natural rights. It is exactly akin to saying we are created with the same natural natures. So be sure when you ask this question that you really are asking this question. Because to only ask it for one nature, when the world consists of many natures, of which all interacts with each other, it would be us asking for our own ignorance. When we talk about natural law, or natural health, or truth, or reality, what we are really talking about is nature. Again, what has always existed, and universally, of course, then. When we say a right does not cause harm, and consider the fact people feel harm differently, you'd understand the word doesn't do justice. What is justice, no word can, as by the nature of words in describing nature. We say self-defense is justified harm, therefore turning it right. But what then is the actual right? It is that which supports or gives to the natural. It is understanding what has always existed, or in other words, what is meant to exist. Can you undo self-defense? You can try, but you cannot. Can you undo crime? You can try, but you cannot. Can you undo systems of crime? Here we have the exception. Systems are new. Does crime then justify the system? No, but people can try. If you ask anyone if a masked or permitted evil is good, they should say no. Yet it is the fault of justification, otherwise known as lies or ignorance, which gets you there. When they try, they practice, but they fall in time. But practices as these are unhealthy, dysfunctional, unnatural, incorrect. Many man-made things may seemingly look like they cannot be undone, especially with wide and easy access, and so you see the natural in these things. but other man-made things don't have wide and easy access, and if society is consumed in them, that should alarm you, because that implies the few upon the many, man-made authority. Decentralization is by default the natural world. Natural authority for the wide and easy access because everyone naturally lives their own lives. Fully voluntary cooperation. Centralization is by default the unnatural world, people consumed by something not of wide and easy access because everyone lives their lives restricted of their natural nature, increasingly involuntary cooperation. Nature always allows the voluntary because it is your nature which gives you the ability or function to begin with. To assume you have no choice is to degrade yourself, to denature or permiss yourself into the unnatural. The unnatural justifies the unnatural. The natural justifies the natural. Dysfunction feeds dysfunction. Function feeds function. To turn things around is only the matter of choice or embrace with time. With the knowledge now given to you, what do you choose to have as your function?